I don't want to be alone.
Sure, either way.
No, I'm just kidding. Hi, everybody.
大家好。
Yeah, I don't think you guys ever heard me talk up here aside from leading worship or singing.
你们可能以前看到我站在台上，就是带领唱诗歌。
But this was an opportunity for me to share what God has done in my life.
但是今天这里有个机会让我来分享神在我生命当中所做的。
All right, so here I go. I'm going to read it straight from the paper, so good luck. It might be boring, but hey, it's the truth.
我是把见证写下来了，今天我是想把它读出来。
Okay, I've called myself a Christian for as long as I can remember.
从我有记忆来，我一直是觉得自己是个基督徒。
I grew up in the church.
我是在教会长大的。
I attended Sunday school.
我参加主日学。
I read the Bible stories.
我读圣经的故事。
I memorized scripture.
我背圣经的经节。
I was in the choir.
我也在诗班里面。
I participated in all the plays and all the skits.
各样的表演我都参加。
I attended youth group.
也参加青少年组。
I went on retreats.
也去退休会。
That's where I first learned to play the guitar and to lead worship because all of our piano players went off to college.
我后来开始学吉他，因为我们弹钢琴的弟兄姊妹他们都已经去读大学了。
And that's what's happening in this church too, huh?
看来就是我们这个教会也有这样的情形。
So I also received Jesus into my heart and got baptized.
后来我接受主耶稣在我的心中也受浸了。
And it was all good.
实在是很美好。
I asked Jesus to wipe away my sins and he did.
我祈求主耶稣洗净我的罪，他实在这样做了。
So he took my sins and took the sins from my life and he made me clean.
他洗净了我。
And that was back in 1992.
那是在1992年发生的事情。
And I believed that.
我相信了。
But I don't think I fully understood what that meant until 10 years later.
但是我觉得我是直到10年之后才真正明白它的含义。
But I'll get to that in a second.
等一下我会说。
So in 1992, I was 17 years old.
92年的时候我是17岁。
A freshman in college.
大学一年级。
Well, it's like between like senior in high school and freshman in college.
就是差不多是大学一年级新生。
I was still a good kid.
我是一个好孩子。
I was a mama's boy.
是妈妈喜欢的孩子。
妈妈喜欢的孩子。 So, I mean, I never felt like I had to go out or I never had to go shopping.
对，我不是我。 并没有觉得我要出去买东西，要到家外面去。
And right after school, I always went home to do my homework.
一放学我就回家做作业。
I never complained about being home or that it was boring or anything like that.
我从来都没有抱怨说觉得在家里太闷了。
And whenever my mom asked me to help out, I would, you know, do it most of the time, and almost the time I did it cheerfully. So
每次妈妈要我帮忙的时候，我基本上都是很愿意的去做。
So at that time, I didn't know what I wanted to major in, and I figured that I would just do computer science because I grew up with computers, so I felt really comfortable around them.
那个时候我不知道该选什么专业，后来我想以前我对计算机好像感觉挺好的，所以我就先从计算机开始。
And I also believe that working in the computer industry meant big bucks.
我也觉得说在电脑这个行业也许能够赚很多钱。
It's big bucks and I don't have to study as hard as doctors or lawyers and engineers.
我觉得说这个而且不要像做医生律师啊这些花那么大的努力。
So I enrolled at SF State and did a year of computer science and I totally almost bombed.
我就学了一年的电脑，但是对于我来说真的是出乎意料。
I was always a very good student, but that was the first class where I had to ask for help all the time.
以前我总是一个好学生，但是这一年我就上课的时候总是需要帮助。
And a lot of times when I was doing my homework late at night, I'd be very frustrated.
很多时候我做功课要做到深夜，然后我心里就很
I'd be going through lines and lines of code, looking for a semicolon or like a brace that was misplaced or why my functions wouldn't compile.
Okay. 很多时候我就在改我的电脑程序，我在一行行的看我的代码，也我不知道该把有一些这些符号放在哪一行才是对的。
So this was really late at night.
是到很深的晚深夜。
And then my mom would wake up and walk into the room all like half asleep and stuff. And she'd ask me, "What are you doing?"
我妈妈有时候半夜会醒来，她就到我的房间，她好像还是半睡眠的状态，她就问你到底在干嘛。
And she only asked that because she cared.
她问我是因为关心我。
But me, I snapped at her.
但是我心里很烦躁，我就向她叫起来。
And I did that a few times, and I just couldn't imagine myself living like that.
这样的事发生了几次，我就觉得说我不能够再这样子了。
Because I'm a happy man.
因为我以前总是很快乐。
So when that year ended, I changed majors.
So 那一年完了，我就换了专业。
I went in the complete opposite direction.
我就换了一个完全不同的方向。
I got into the art program, and it turned out to be the path of least resistance.
所以我就换到艺术专业，但我发现啊，那个是最容易的。
And that usually means that it's the wrong choice.
通常如果你觉得那个东西太容易了，通常说明你的选择可能还是不太好。
Yeah, I've been drawing ever since I was a little kid, so art was very easy for me.
我从小就喜欢画画，所以说艺术专业对于我一点不难。
And this particular program at school was very easy because the teachers didn't really care.
学校里的这个课程也很容易，因为这个老师好像也不是那么用心。
They would set up some fruits or like a vase and tell us to draw that for 3 hours, and they would go to their office and read the newspaper.
他们就是他会放一些水果花瓶在那里。让我们画静物写生，然后他就到一边去读报纸，这样几个小时。
And hey, I thought that was good. All I had to do was study a few slides, write a few papers, draw some pictures, and boom, I'm done with school.
我就觉得哎呀，真的很容易。我只要做一点小小的研究，写一两页论文，然后画一些画就可以毕业了。
And at that time, I also had a girlfriend, and I'd rather give all my attention to her than to school, so that seems to work out.
我还有一个女朋友，我就把时间都花在她身上。
And the way that I was thinking at that time was, the faster I could get out of school, the quicker that I could find a job, and then the quicker I could get married, and then my life would be perfect.
那个时候我就想说，早点毕业，早点找到工作，然后可以结婚，那我的生活就这样敲定了。
But God had other plans for me.
但是神在我生命当中有不同的计划。
One semester before I graduated, I broke up with my girlfriend.
在我毕业前一学期，我和女朋友分手了。
I left my church that I was going to at the time.
我离开了我一直去的教会。
I had no idea what I was going to do after I graduated.
我一点都不知道毕业后该做什么了。
I ended up working, of all places, at an insurance company.
Insurance. 后来我真正上班的地方是一个保险公司。
So, I mean, like, all of that was not my plan.
我知道那不是我想要计划的。
But God was using all of that to draw me back to Him.
但是神用这些的经历把我带回来。
So that was in 1999.
那是发生在1999年。
So, I went to a new church, and I felt like the pastor there, his name is Jeff, he took me in like a little lost sheep.
我后来到一个新的教会，那个牧师叫做 Jeff， 我觉得他带领我是像带领一个迷失的小羊。
Jeff and I, we get along pretty well.
他和我相处得很好。
He's an Indian guy.
他从印度来。
He's sort of like me, I guess. We have the same corny sense of humor.
他和我很像，我们俩都很有幽默感。
We both like tennis, we're both single guys, we both serve on the church's music ministry.
我们都喜欢打网球，我们都是单身，我们也都在教会的音乐事工上服侍。
And whenever he asked me to go out for coffee or to go eat, I knew that there was going to be some kind of a spiritual twist to it.
每次他请我去喝咖啡或者其他什么事，我就知道说那里就有一个属灵的征战。
I was at that church for 6 years, and I've come to know him as a friend who really cares about my emotional and spiritual growth.
我在那个教会六年，我就知道他实在是一个关心我的人，他关心我情感上，也关心我属灵上的需要。
So one night at the church, there was a special meeting.
有一天晚上在教会里有一个特别的聚会。
And Jeff
like tonight.
Was it? Sort of like tonight. Sort of like tonight.
就像今天晚上.
Too bad I don't think there's any Jeffs here.
Right?
So Jeff gave a message, and at the end of it, he asked everyone to do something. He asked, us all to take a sheet of paper.
他叫我们每个人做一件事情, 就是拿出一张纸来。
And to write down the sins that were on our heart.
让我们把在我们心中觉得犯过的罪把它写下来。
And they could have been sins that you committed that day, or it could have been just sins from years ago that you sort of forgot about or didn't want to deal with.
也许是当天你所犯的罪, 也许是几年以前你所犯的,
,但是还没有对付的。 And I've never done that before.
我以前从来没这么做过。
I had never written down the ways that I've offended and ways that I've hurt Jesus.
我从来没有把这些写下来过。
So I'm pretty sure that most of us here, we've listed in our heads like the sins that we have.
我知道我们当中大多数人，我们都在我们的头脑当中，我们知道啊有一个单子我们犯过的罪。
And then also like either in your head, you would just ask God to forgive you.
也许在你的 你在你的心中头脑里面你会向神祈求赦免。
But it's a totally different thing to write it down and to come face to face with them.
但是真的要把它写下来然后看着他们面对面是一件完全不同的事情。
And it's very easy and very normal for us to classify sins as, you know, this is a worse sin than that sin.
我们经常在对于我们来说，如果要把罪分类好像很容易，我们觉得说这个罪是最不好的，那个罪是怎么样的，就是把它们互相比较。
So the common sins were very easy to write down, like, oh, getting angry, or oh, thinking a bad thought, or being impatient.
有的时候好像我们觉得人人都犯的罪，我们就觉得它比较容易写下来。哦，如果是我比较容易发怒，我没有耐心，这些好像很容易把它写下来。
But there are those sins that are just so shameful.
但是有很多的罪是真正叫我们里面觉得羞耻的。
There are the things that we never thought that we would think.
或者我们是从来不愿意再去想的。
And those are the things that we never thought that we would do.
是我们从来不觉得我们这样一个人会去做的。
And those things are the things that we would only associate with like the worst kind of people.
那些我们觉得他只有最坏的人才会去做的。
So I wrote down all the easy ones, like, oh, really fast, simple, no problem.
所以我先把容易写的都写下来了。
But I had the hardest time writing down one of the bad ones.
但是那个真对于那个真正坏的，我却是很难很难把它写下来。
And I just sat there, looking at that piece of paper.
我就坐在那里看着那张纸。
I wanted to just ignore the last one and end the list right there.
我真的想把最后那一项省略掉。
But I knew the Spirit was telling me something.
我知道神的灵在告诉我。
He was telling me that he knows of that sin too.
他告诉我说神知道那一件事。
Not many people do. Not many people know that, but he does.
不是很多人知道这个罪，但是神知道。
To him, he sees it as clear as if it were day.
他在神看来，这个事好像就是昨天。
And what he was offering in exchange was true forgiveness of that sin.
但是真正神要让我们承认我们的罪，他的目的是要告诉我们他愿意赦免。
Writing it down, that symbolized admitting that I had done it. And admitting that it was wrong.
把这个罪写下来，表明说我真正承认说这是错的。
So I finally wrote it down like one letter at a time.
所以我就最后，最终我把它一个字一个字的写下来。
I looked at it and I started to cry.
我看着那个我就开始哭了。
How could I have fallen so far from God?
我就说我怎么会落到离神这么远。
How can I call myself God's child with such a horrible blemish?
觉得说我怎么还能够称自己为神的儿女，如果我有那样的冒犯。
And how could God possibly tolerate me when I'm in His presence?
像我这样怎么能够到神的同在里面，而神还能够容纳我？
But that's the beauty of His mercy, and that's the beauty of His truth.
但这就是他的仁爱，他的真理，美丽的地方。
Jeff had us do something else with that sheet of paper.
然后 Jeff 又让我们做另外一件事情。
He asked us to draw a line through the list and to write one word to cover all those words.
他让我们在这张整张纸上画一条线，画过这个整个我写下的单子。
And that word is forgiven.
然后他叫我们在这个整个的这些划过的地方写下一个字，那个字就是赦免。
Because of His mercy, Jesus chose to came to earth and to take the punishment for the sins of all mankind.
因为神他自己的恩慈，主耶稣到地上来，他来担当人的罪。
He came to die for your sins.
他来为你的罪死。
He came to die for my sins.
也为我的罪死。
He came to die for those sins that I wrote on that sheet of paper.
他来为我所写下的，在那张纸上所写下的那许多的罪而死。
He came to die for the little sins.
For, 为这个小的罪。
And he came to die for the big ones.
也是为那个大的。
The reason it all became clear to me at that moment was that it became personal.
为什么这些真理好像对于我来说，在那一刻就变得非常的清晰，因为我真觉得跟神有那个关系。
I wasn't reading about how Jesus forgave a tax collector, a thief, or a town prostitute.
我这个时候我觉得不是在读说耶稣怎么赦免一个税吏，他怎么赦免一个小偷，或者他怎么赦免一个妓女。
I was reading that Jesus had forgiven a 25-year-old Chinese guy living in San Francisco.
在我心中，我所经历到的是神怎样赦免一个25岁的中国人。
And just like the woman at the well, Jesus showed me that He knew all that was in my life.
就像那个在井边的女人，当耶稣和她谈话的时候，耶稣向她显明他知道她一生里面的东西。
And that there was nothing that was hidden from him.
没有一件事情能够向他隐藏。
There are sins that I wanted to bury.
有一些罪我真的想把它深埋在一个地方。
But he wants to dig them up.
但是神要把他们显露出来。
Not to accuse me or condemn me, but so that he could take them from me. And tell me that, yeah, he died for even those sins.
神的目的不是在那里要控告我、咒诅我，实在呢是为了把这些罪从我身上拿去。
And I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times Satan reminds me of those sins.
我不知道你们的感觉是怎么样，但是在我身上，常常我会感觉到有时候撒旦来提醒，在我身上提醒这些罪。
He always brings it up and says, and reminds me, look what you did, look what you did.
撒旦总在那里说，看你做过什么，看你做过什么。
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
I've been going to the financial freedom thing at their house the past month or so.
前两个月我到这个以苗弟兄家有一个。去参加一个学习，就是关于怎样使你的财务真正的自由。
And before we do that, we go through memorizing Bible verses.
在开始之前，我们就背一些圣经节。
And one of those verses is 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
其中有一处就是约翰一书一章九节。
And it says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
所以说, 我们若承认自己的罪, 神是信实的, 是公义的, 必要赦免你的罪, 赦免我们一切的不义。
So when Satan tries to accuse me of sins that have been forgiven, or he reminds me of how sinful I am, I can rest on the
belief. 所以每次当撒旦来控告的时候, 就是提醒我说你曾经犯过这样那样的罪。
That verse is my assurance that those sins have been forgiven and that I have been purified from them.
但是神的话就给了我这样的保证, 知道说我的罪真的得了赦免。
And I'm sure like all of us have been asked before, like if we could turn back the clock and change something, what would that be?
经常也许有人会问你或者你会想说, 如果能够时光倒转, 你究竟想做什么事情?
And I look back at my life, at the small sins and the big.
当我回头看我所犯的大大小小的罪,
and I wouldn't change a single thing.
我不能改变任何事。
Yeah, I may not have fallen into that pit.
我也许不落在这个坑里。
But then I wouldn't really understand how deep God's love for me is and how far His forgiveness reaches.
但我也不会经历到神的恩慈是何等的大, 祂是怎样来拯救像我这样一个罪人。
And those two things, his love and his forgiveness, is what I base my friendships and my relationships on now.
他的爱和赦免是我今天能够和神有真正的友谊。
Because those two things made a difference in my life.
这两件事完全改变了我的生命。
And they defined who I am.
他使我成为今天我所是。
That I'm just a sinner saved by grace and called to be a child of God.
我是一个罪人,
praise the Lord.
Okay.
Okay. I kind of feel like I'm in an AA meeting.
Sorry, I missed that one. Okay.
Let's see. I guess I'll start with it. My story kind of starts out that I was raised in a small farm town, about 2 hours south from here.
我是生长在一个离这里大概两个小时一个农庄里面。
There's a few occasions during my childhood that I had a friend or someone I knew who brought me to church and. From that moment on, I kind of knew a little bit about God and Jesus.
我那时候大概知道一点关于神和耶稣的事情。
But all I could remember from that was, you know, memorizing verses and how the Sunday school teacher would always encourage you to invite your friends to church.
但是我现在回想起来，我记不得什么，只记得那个时候要背圣经，然后记得老师要我们去邀请别的小孩子来。
But it didn't really last that long in my life. I don't quite remember why I stopped going.
我也不记得是什么原因，就是。 不久我就不去教会了。
Part of my childhood, I was kind of brought up by my aunt and an uncle. I was in the army.
我小时候实际上是住在是我的叔叔和婶婶的家里面，他们是以前是从军的。
I guess living with my aunt and uncle wasn't an easy thing, I guess you could say. My aunt had a very quick temper.
小时候我住在叔叔婶婶家，对我来说很不容易，因为我的婶婶她是一个很容易发脾气的人。
It seemed like she was never pleased about anything.
好像在我记忆当中，好像她从来没有对任何事情满意过。
And as the situation had gone from bad to worse.
后来情况就越来越糟。
I was taken out of that environment and put in a foster family.
后来我就被送到一个寄养的家庭。
As I was writing up this testimony a couple of nights ago, it kind of reminded me of a story in the Bible.
当几天前，当我在写把自己的见证写下来的时候，使我想起了一个故事。
It reminded me of when the Israelites were in Egypt under the Pharaoh.
他说想起就是在以色列人当他们在埃及的时候，他们在法老的管辖下面。
And how I guess the Israelites, you know, cried out to God, and that point on. God had heard their prayers and sent Moses to deliver them.
他们以色列人就向神哭求，神听见了他们的祷告，就差遣摩西来拯救他们。
And so that's kind of how I related to the situation I was in.
This 好像是我从原来那个家庭被挪去的时候那种感觉。
So yeah, and yeah, this foster family that I lived with was a very caring family that sacrificed to take me in.
我寄养的在那个家庭，他们很关心我们，他们付出了很大的牺牲来照顾我。
As I was growing up, I was raised as the only child, and now I had gained, I guess, three brothers.
Okay. 开始我是唯一的一个孩子，后来有了三个兄弟。
There was a time when I was living with my foster family that we had gone to a Catholic church.
我在那个寄养的家庭的时候，曾经我们去过一个天主教会。
From going there, I gained a little bit more an understanding of who God is, but never really grasped that.
在那里，我对神又稍微多一点了解，但是我还是没有得到。
And after that, for some reason I don't remember, our family, foster family.Had stopped going to church altogether.
后来我说在寄养的那个家庭，他们也不去教会了。
I guess from that point on, I never had an urge to really go back to church till I got into like college.
后来我就一直没有回过教会，大概一直到我读大学的时候。
So, I guess during my college years, I didn't during my college years, I really didn't go, I guess, that often to church. But I mean, I had.Kind of an urge or like a feeling that I needed to go
在大学里面我并没有去教会，但是我心里好像有一种愿望，说有一种催促，说好像觉得应该去。
And also during my college years was a very I guess confusion, I guess, in a sense, where I was like questioning God and my existence.
在大学时代，我就说觉得自己这个人有很多的困惑，就是包括神，包括我自己的存在。
Like during my last semester, I ended up going to a Catholic service at least maybe like once a month.
后来在我大学的最后一学期，我可能每个月有一次去天主教会。
And I had like an urge to, I guess compile, like, good deeds and try to clean up my life.
我觉得说好像在我们心里有一个催促，就是觉得说好像要努力为善，做一些有一些好的行为。
So, after college, I moved to Kansas City.
大学毕业我就来到 Kansas City, 堪城。
And I kind of started looking around, mainly at some like Korean churches.But I wasn't like searching very seriously.
我开始就是想找一个韩国的教会，那我也不是很认真的找，就是想随便看一看。
And at the same time, I guess while I was looking around, I was still having those questions in my life about my existence and what my purpose is.
但是我心中还有很多的问题没有解决，就像我大学时代所问的那些问题一直还在，就是我觉得说为什么会存在，生命的目的究竟是什么。
And I had to well I guess after doing this like heavy thinking, I really didn't know what I didn't know what my purpose was, and I didn'tThink there was much of a purpose in my life.
我就是自己想了又想，但是我总是没有办法得知生命的目的究竟是什么。
So yeah, I was kind of in a state of depression.
所以我心中就很沮丧。
And.So I kind of I guess I really didn't know if it mattered if I had if I continued living or not.
我都不知道说我继续活着或者就死去有什么区别。
But there was a I guess.I have to apologize. I was trying to look for this verse earlier, but I never found it. Where it mentioned something about our bodies were like supposed to be like temples of God or living temples of God.
我开始在寻找一些圣经，我本来想找到，但是我有点记不清楚，就说到你们是圣灵的殿。
So, and coming to that realization, I realize that, you know, this isn't my life. That this wasn't my life that I could, like, end it or do whatever.
我就觉得说有那样的圣经让我觉得说我的生命不能够像现在这个样子，还没有方向。
And so, one night, I don't remember if I was praying or if I was just kind of talking to God, but I kind of like just kind of gave up and just gave up my life to God.
我都不记得我是在祷告还是怎样，还是就是跟神说话，就是我觉得有一个时刻我是在神面前说，我觉得愿意把自己的一切放下。
Meaning that if he wanted to end my life, he had the right over.
就是说我的生命完全是在神的手中，如果神是要我结束，我觉得说他有这个权利。
So kind of looking back, I kind of realized that's kind of what God just really wanted was me to give up my life to him.
所以现在我回想起来，我就真的认识到说，神真正所要的是我生命当中的主权。
And from that point on, God had started working in my life.
从那以后，神就开始在我生命当中工作。
He had a brought some, I guess, new friends in my life.
他就带一些新的朋友进入到我的生活当中。
And these friends were home over the summer from college.
他们是从，sorry，哦，they
were college students home from school over the summer.
他们也是读大学，然后读回来在这里。
And after getting to know them a little better, they had asked me to come to one of the Friday night Bible studies here at church.
我认识他们更多一点以后，他们就开始邀请我星期五晚上来参加查经。
And after that, they asked me about coming to one of the Sunday service.
后来就来主日崇拜。
And the first Sunday I ever came to this church was where they had the open testimony.
我第一次来教会的时候，就是有这个分享见证的聚会。
And and I saw people come up and share how God had worked in their lives.
我就看见人上台来讲神在他们生活当中所做的事情。
And how they were I guess kind of like speaking from their heart.
我觉得他们是讲的是从心里发出来的。
And so sin I was I guess well, I guess I was I don't know how to say it. Well, that was like the first time I've ever witnessed anything like that.
我觉得我以前从来没有经历过像这样的事情。
Because a lot of the other churches I have gone to or they never had anybody share about their testimony.
其他我去过的教会上从来没有遇到过这样子分享见证的。
And yeah, it was a I guess a nice feeling, especially with the other church members, you know, welcoming you.
我觉得就是在教会里弟兄姊妹那个欢迎我的时候，我心里觉得很。
Yeah, so like a lot of other churches, you know, you just kind of go in for the service and you leave, and you don't really get to know much of it.
我觉得很多教会来来去去，我都不认识那里的人。
So, let's see here. So it was coming to a point where my friends were going back to college.
后来我的朋友们他们就回去读大学了。And
one of them had asked me about if I had ever received Jesus in my life.
他们当中有一个就临走前，他们就问我说，愿不愿意接受耶稣做我的救主？
I wasn't sure because I had knowledge about God, but I guess didn't understand what his question is.
我心里不能确定，因为虽然我有关于神的知识，但是我还是不知道说这是这个邀请真正意味着什么。
And so, he read me a verse from Romans, 10:9-10.
他就带我读罗马书第十章第九节第十节。
And then he asked me.If I wanted to accept Jesus in my life.
然后他又问我说愿不愿意接受耶稣做我的救主。
I wasn't sure at the time. I told my friend I'd just think about it. And
我心里还是不确定，所以我说我会再考虑。
And a reasoning I gave was that I still wanted to like clean up my life, and I had felt like I had still a lot of baggage that I needed.Get rid of.
我不能够决定，因为我觉得自己生命当中还有很多的包袱，我要自己先对付。
And so I had this mental image of what a Christian was supposed to be.
我脑子里有一个印象，就是基督徒生活应该是怎么样的。
So that's why I had to try to start with a clean slate.
所以我觉得我要自己能够重新开始，我才愿意进入。
But my friend told me that. That we shouldn't wait, and that we can't predict what the future will hold for.
但是我的朋友就告诉我们不应该在那里消极的等待，因为我们不知道明天如何。
So I kind of held off a little bit, and to the last minute, or to the last day before my friend had to go back to school.
后来终于就是大概就是最后一天。大概最后一分钟，我的朋友要离开去回去读大学的时候。
And then he asked me again if I wanted to accept Jesus.
他又问我说，愿不愿意接受耶稣？
Even though I still had a lot of questions that I had from when I was in college,
虽然我觉得从大学时候起，那许多的问题仍然还没有完全得到解答。
I guess I was.Compelled to do so, to accept Jesus in my heart, even though I didn't quite understand the full reasoning behind it.
我觉得心里有一个催促要我来接受耶稣，尽管我那个时候并不能够完完全全的了解它的含义。
After that day, God had a.Again, worked in my life by bringing friends and family from the church to help me better understand about God and Jesus and the Bible, kind of a discipleship.
神开始在我生命当中做工，就让其他的弟兄还有家庭，他们就来。帮助我明白圣经，也知道做门徒的含义。
And after all the Bible studies and with all the Bible studies and stuff, I guess came to the realization of how great, I guess Jesus' love was for us.
许多的查经之后，我终于开始明白耶稣的爱。
And understanding that that he had put hope in my life. how he gave a purpose and hope in my life.
他怎样把我们生命的这个目的来给我们。
Thank you.
谢谢。Okay. I need to clarify a little bit because I know Uncle Emil, he explicitly asked them to pause, make sure they pause every time to make enough time for me to translate. I guess probably Emil emphasized it too much. So caused the time to be a little longer. 因为 Uncle Emil 跟他们讲说很重要，你们每说一句话。 你们一定要停下来，这样子，好，让我们能够。Not
many people here, but praise God that I'm able to share my testimony with you today.
感谢神，叫我在这里可以分享我的见证。Actually,
I wasn't even sure if I was ready to do so.
我自己都不知道我是不是准备好了。Because
Uncle Emil, a couple weeks ago, had actually asked a few of us young adults to prepare our testimony and get it written down so that Wu Lei could translate for us.
Yeah, so
I was reminded of the verse from 1 Peter 3.
我就想起彼得前书第三章
that says always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
彼得前书第三章
verse 15 the second sentence 15节
有人问你们心中盼望的缘由 就要常做准备 以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。So
here I am today.
今天所以我站在这里。
So let me start by saying, so this is how I came to know Jesus.
下面就是我分享我怎样认识主的。
The first time I came to church was back in October of 1999.
我第一次来教会是大概99年10月。
And my uncle Randy, some of you guys know him, brought me here.
我有个叔叔叫 Randy, 他带我来这个教会。
And I came not consciously because of any spiritual yearning.
我来这里并不是说因为好像属灵上有什么要求需求。
But because I wanted to meet some new friends and meet some new people and make some new friends.
我只想来认识一些更多的人，然后可以交一些新朋友。
I remember singing songs out of the hymnal book.
我记得在唱这个诗歌本里的诗歌
and listening to people speak up here in Chinese.
来这里听台上有人说中文。
Afterwards, we had lunch out there in the fellowship hall.
后来我们就在那里有一起吃饭。
I don't really remember the content of what was shared.
我都不记得当时听到的或者说了什么。
Nor really learning anything about God.
我也没有学到关于神，没有学到什么。But
I do remember meeting, some genuinely nice people here.
但是我就是记得我在这里是遇到一些非常好的人。
And they were, people about my same age.
他们跟我是差不多一样大。So
the next time I came to church, I think it was probably a couple weeks later.
后来我第二次来大概是几个星期以后。
And I was extended an invitation to join the Friday night youth Bible study at Uncle Robert's house.
后来就有人请我到星期五晚上在 Robert 叔叔家这个读经查经。
Yeah. And although I lived down south, it was convenient for me to go there because I was working in downtown.
虽然我住在南边，但是我在 downtown上班, 所以我开过去还不是太远。
And it turns out that first Bible study I went to, it was all girls.
我第一次去查经的时候, 好像那里全部都是女孩子。
Actually, I thought to myself, hey, this isn't such a bad deal.
后来我说, 我就对自己说, hey, 这不错啊。
Next time, though, there were some other guys.
后来就有一些, 也有一些, 这个弟兄在那里。
Yeah, that was cool though, because they were nice too.
那也很好，因为这些人都看起来很 nice.
Thereafter, I started growing fond of the friendships that were forming.
后来我就和他们建立起友谊。
So I started coming fairly regularly to church.
后来我就很经常的来教会。
And also to the Bible study.
也去查经。
After some time, I even started attending the Seeker Sunday School class.
后来我就参加这个主日学。
Yeah. And it was through these events that I started learning about God, the Bible, and Jesus.
我就来在那里我就开始认识神，认识耶稣，也认识圣经。
Before then, I don't think that I really understood the gospel.
在这之前，我觉得我从来没有了解过什么是福音。
Yeah, and then one Sunday morning, during the Sunday school, a brother asked if I was ready to invite Jesus to be my Lord and Savior.
有一次在主日学的时候，那个 Robert 就是 Robert，
it wasn't Robert, it was brother 余辉
brother 余啊余王余辉弟兄就问我说， yeah. 是不是愿意接受耶稣？
I said yes, and he led me in a prayer to do so.
我说我愿意，然后他就带我祷告。
So I guess I was saved at that time, at that point.
我觉得那就是我得救的时候。
Later on, one day I was checking out a camcorder recording I had at home.
后来我有一次看我以前一些的录像。
It was a recording of a whole bunch of brothers and sisters who came over to my house Christmas Eve in 1998.
那是有一些 I was there too, right?
I think you are. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
有一些弟兄姊妹，那个他们是98年的时候到。我们家里来那个圣诞节的晚上来唱诗歌。
Yeah, they came to sing Christmas carols.
对，他们来唱圣诞诗歌。
And yeah, I remember. Yeah, Boulay was there. Uncle Mill was there. I think Uncle Tony was there too.
有很多弟兄姊妹都在。
A lot of the brothers and sisters there who aren't here right now, I think. Yeah. So I was watching that the recording.
我就在那里看那些录像。
And it was very heartwarming to be able to recognize all the brothers and sisters.
就是叫我看这个录像，就心里就很温暖，就看到这些弟兄姊妹。
And they were only a year and a half ago, they were complete strangers.
在一年半之前，他们对于我来说是完全的陌生人。
Yeah, and then I remember it was Uncle Mill who was leading the group of carolers.
我记得Emil叔叔他是带领这个队伍的。
Yeah, and he was explaining things. In Cantonese.
他用广东话来解释他解释给我们听。
And it's funny because it's as if everyone in that house was a native Cantonese speaker.
因为这个主人是广东人。
Yeah, and yeah, this all the meanwhile, my siblings, my cousins, and I were pretending to completely understand.
And 但是我的兄弟还有一些堂兄弟，他们就是好像装作都听懂了。
So, I guess I gradually got more involved with church activities and the youth group.
后来我就在这个年轻人当中就更多的参与进来。
Then one day as I was driving and listening to a song,
有一天我在开车时就听一首诗歌。
It was titled "Thank You" by Ray Bolt.
他那个题目就叫感谢。
Yeah, we were as a youth group, we were planning to sing this song for a Mother's Day special service.
我们年轻人准备就是在母亲节那天唱这首歌。
So when I heard this song again, I started shedding tears of joy.
当我再一次听这首诗歌的时候，我的心中就充满喜乐，我流下眼泪。
This was because I realized that throughout the past 2 years.
我就认识到，因着过去这两年，
through the brothers and sisters giving to the Lord,
借着弟兄姊妹，
by way of braving the cold while caroling,
在这个寒冷的天气里面，弟兄姊妹来分享圣爱，
and also showing hospitality, generosity, and friendliness,
把这个友谊和慷慨展示出来。
I realized that the Lord was indeed calling back home to Himself.
让我真正感受到神的呼召，要我回家。
So as for being baptized, I actually chickened out the first time I was scheduled to do so.
快设洗的时候，第一次我其实就退缩了。
I think Uncle Robert remembers that.
Robert 叔叔可能还记得。
I thought that I wasn't ready because I didn't know enough about the Bible and about God.
我觉得我退缩是因为我觉得我对神、对圣经还不够了解。But
after some encouragement from some brothers,
后来有些弟兄他们给我不断的鼓励。
I realized that a complete understanding wasn't necessary.
我认识到我们信主并不是要100%的了解。
As long as I was willing to follow Jesus,
只要我是真心愿意跟从耶稣,
and show the world that I was committed to Him,
能够愿意向世界宣告说我已经接受他,
then I was ready.
那就足够了。
And through my daily walk,
在我每天的生活当中,
my daily walk, of course, with Jesus,
与主同行的生活,
I would get to know Him more and more.
我就越来越认识他。
So now, ever since then, even though I have had my fair share of spiritual lows,
虽然说在那之后我有属灵上下沉的时候,
I have come to understand more and more about God's love.
但是我对神的爱却有更多更多的认识。
So that's my testimony.
这是我的见证。
And then I'd like to give you guys a verse that that always encourages me.
有一节圣经总是给我很多的鼓励, 我愿意在这里分享。
It's 2 Timothy 1:7.
提摩太后书1章7节
says, For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
神给我们的不是胆怯的灵, 神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心, 乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Thank you.
谢谢。感谢主叫我们听见三个美好的见证。今天本来我们还有两个见证，但是可能因为时间的关系，就是我们今天暂时就停在这里。 We actually have two more testimony, but because of the time limitation, we'll save it for next time. But before we finish today, we'll sing one